Hello, everyone. It's another dark, dark day in America again. It seems like that's all we hear about the Department of Injustice, the DOJ, especially under this president, is more corrupt and intending to protect the Bidens at all costs. Yes, I'm outraged again about this phony Trump indictment number two on the dealing with the National Archives and his very own paper that he obviously declassified. It's his right to declassify any document he wants to do. So this is just another smoke screen to deflect from the real story about the Bidens getting $10 million from Burisma, while Uncle Joe was in the vice presidency. $10 million, remember what he said? Lo and behold, that terrorist was fired. Remember that? I paraphrase that right now because I don't have no notes. And I'm doing this freehand and offhand. But it's the same thing. Same old political hit piece to get Trump to stop running for president. I can guarantee you that if he said, I've had a change of heart, I am not going to run for president of the United States, all this nonsense can stop. How many millions are they going to waste this time around trying to get him indicted or in jail? You can't even put the man behind bars, even if he is convicted. He's the president of the United States. He is Secret Service protection. That's the most they can do is preclude him. I don't think it's even a preclusion for him to run. I don't think that's in the Constitution. You have to be 35 years old. You have to be the American citizen. You have to be a natural born United States citizen. That's what I think it is.
So here we stand at 8:52. June 8th, and a former president of the United States has been indicted again on charges that will go nowhere. He can't go to jail. He cannot serve any time because he needs Secret Service protection, and they can't make the Secret Service protection protect him in jail. I mean, because he would have to go to jail too, and that's unconstitutional for them.
So that's just a quick little thing. Here we go again with this nonsense, and of course, everybody forgets they didn't even bring up the documents. And the
verified whistleblower that wrote the memo that Christopher Wray decided to provide the oversight committee about the I wish about the indictment. The document about Uncle Joe Biden accepting a $10 million payment from Burisma, a bribe. All right, folks, that's it. Thank you very much. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.